Good afternoon. My name is Tom Weisner. I am chairman of the Oasis Working Group, and I'd like to call this meeting to order. The meeting of the Oasis Working Group. Can we take the roll on it?
Yes. Working Group Chair, Director Weisner.
Here.
Director Cradle.
Here.
Director Tannen.
Here.
Do you have a quorum?
Very good. At our meeting, board meeting last month, Executive Director Christy LaFleur had mentioned that SFI Chicago had requested to install electronic billboards in our Oasis, and I was asked by the board to reconvene this working group to look into that matter. And so today I welcome Directors Cradle and Tannen joining me on the Oasis Working Group, and I understand that tollway staff and representatives from SFI will be making presentations today as well. And I think I'd like to, if I could, just begin the meeting with a couple general updates. Since we last met, we have a 7-Eleven has come on board, and if I could, I'd like to get an update from Mr. Flores on the status of that transition.
Sure. I'd like to give the board a brief update. 13 tollway Oasis fuel stations were officially transferred from ExxonMobil to 7-Eleven Corporation on March 23rd and 24th of this year. To minimize the impact to motorists that frequent the fuel stations, the tollway, mobile, and 7-Eleven worked to develop a turnover schedule that would keep limited fuel service accommodations opened on the tollway. This was accomplished by ensuring that no two consecutive stations on the tollway closed at the same time. It is worth noting that the tollway received no negative commentaries during the turnover phase. 7-Eleven has been very busy the last few weeks, rebranding their fuel stations, replacing logos, and giving the convenience stores a new updated look in preparation for the grand opening events. The grand opening event, which commenced at Belvedere Oasis last Thursday, the 17th, will continue for the next 2 weeks, with the last grand opening event scheduled at the Chicago Southland Lincoln Oasis on May 31st. The 7-Eleven grand opening event schedule is posted on the tollway website. One final note, you may have noticed that all 13 convenience stores now display the 7-Eleven logo, while the canopy over the fuel pumps still display the mobile logo. This is because Mobil and 7-Eleven have entered into an agreement that allows 7-Eleven to offer and market Mobil petroleum products at 13 fuel stations now open, owned by 7-Eleven Corporation. Are there any questions?
I would ask simply that would you characterize then the transition that you just spoke of as having gone quite smoothly?
It actually did go very smoothly. As with any transition, especially with this magnitude, you have your occasional hiccups, but I felt that there were plans in place to address those hiccups, and more importantly, from the motor's perspective, the transition went very smooth.
And did 7-Eleven do any major upgrades to the facilities themselves at all?
Aside from rebranding and bringing in their own trademarked materials, you may notice some changes in how each convenience store is laid out. But aside from that, you'll still find, most of the convenience store offerings, again, we can't talk to their trademark materials, but I'd rather not at this point.
Director Cradle, can you have any questions on your part?
Does 7-Eleven have a master lease and then Mobil's within that lease?
Have a master lease, and legal can speak more to it, but we have a master lease with 7-Eleven, correct. They have an agreement with Mobil.
I know that I'm talking about Mobil. Do we have a way to see what Mobil is?
Yes. We have not, unless you process it, we have not reviewed that, but it's not part of the master lease.
No. The language in their agreement, no, we do not.
I think there's two levels of
right.
Bookkeeping there.
Power for
leases based on revenues. So when it was Mobil, you had a chance to look at all the books. Right.
Yeah, we do have, under the lease, there are auditing rights so that the tollway could do some, if it's part of the records that we keep.
Let's make sure.
Okay.
Okay, then if we could, I'd like to move on. There's really two aspects in a sense to the OACs, one of them being the convenience store fueling end, which we just heard about, and then the other major component are the pavilions themselves. And so I think we have a representative of U.S. Equities here today, and we'd like to just get some updated information.
Yeah. Yes, I'm Katie Scott with U.S. Equities, and I'll give you a brief update of some things that have been going on at the tollway OACs in the last several months. We've explored ways to actively engage with the communities, and for the second year, we're about to begin this process. We are sponsoring local farmers with a group called the Community Supported Agriculture Group, CSA. Last year we had nearly 50 people participate in their programs where they grow crops from seed and deliver boxes of vegetables to people who become their members to pick up the groceries at our various tollway oases during the course of the summer and fall. This year we've helped spread the word through articles and local websites, including ISPA's website and the Tribune in the local editions. We've hosted a number of OAC's special events, including in partnership with some of our tenants, a McLegend event at the Lincoln Oasis, and youth organizations, including the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, who've had very successful fundraising activities. Girl Scouts sold out within hours at a couple of our OACs on their Girl Scout cookies this year, and they're very enthusiastic about returning in the future. Some of our seasonal sales events have included Fannie Mae candy at the holidays, and also a fruit vendor called Mary Berry, who's going to start operating at Lake Forest very soon. We continue to work with the Illinois Department of Tourism and the Department of Agriculture to seek new opportunities and additional outlets for working together with various agencies or programs that might be promoted around the state. As well, sustainability continues to be a priority for us at the OACs. That includes energy and water conservation and other operational initiatives, such as upgraded restrooms and a recycling program, where we've been able to achieve some real savings. Recycled waste increased by approximately 397 tons a year over this last 18 months, and we have eliminated 24 million paper towels and 35,500 plastic bin liners annually, plus the associated energy, pollution, and landfill of the materials. We're about to begin phase two, restroom improvements for sustainability. The restroom water conservation program being initiated is estimated to reduce nearly 20 million gallons of water annually and results in savings of approximately $135,000 annually off operating expenses. That's a 22-month payback and a very good return on investment, as well as being a promotional location for this kind of sustainability and conservation activity in a very noticeable way for the citizens of our state and the traveling public. We've also partnered with community groups to tell a comprehensive green story about the OACs, including recently hosting a bike program at the Southland Lincoln Oasis in conjunction with the Illinois Transportation Alliance and the Southland Chamber of Commerce. This event drew members of the Southland community to the Oasis, bike clubs from around the state, and kicked off our bike recycling program, with each of the OACs becoming a bike drop-off site. And we also continue to work with the Tollway Authority to make the best use of our combined resources for events, partnerships, and to outreach and draw more traffic to the OACs, increasing awareness of the public and also of businesses who may be tenants there. We've worked with the Tollway on public safety promotions at the OACs, such as the Child Safety Run, by the Illinois State Police, motorcycle inspections, work zone safety, drive now, text later programs, state warming and cooling centers, and various press conferences hosting some of those announcements that you all want to make, and other such events. In turn, the Tollway has helped us spread the word about OAC services, new tenants, and we work together to post things on the website. We discuss also using your newsletter to reach out to potential businesses and the traveling public to promote the things that we're doing at the OACs. that is a very large audience, and we're very enthusiastic about working closely with you. We're working, and we've brought to the table to work all together. Fleischmann Hillard, one of the world's largest public relations agencies, and they've worked with your staff as well as given us advice about ways to reach out through social marketing, et cetera, to make everyone more aware of our programs. Also, in the past year and a half, we've renewed leases at 23 locations throughout the Oasis locations, so 23 stores, as well as brought new operators to the properties, including Dairy Queen for Lake Forest, Sbarro at 6 Oasis, Ashby's Sterling Ice Cream at Belvedere and Hinsdale, and Jaffa Bakery just opening now at O'Hare, Lake Forest, and Belvedere. We're very excited to be working with you. We look forward to promoting the Oasis and bringing more modern, sustainable, and profitable operations to the Oasis.
Well, it's certainly an ambitious program, and I applaud you for those efforts. I was interested in, I noticed myself visiting the Oasis, the elimination of the paper towels. And I was just wondering, are you getting feedback from the public on that at all? And
I don't think we've had any negative feedback at all.
Good.
And I think people actually like to see that.
And let me say, too, that my observation was that the two Oasis that I visited were very well kept and clean when I visited.
Thank you.
I think that's very important to our users. So, Farmers Market, I had a question, too. This is the second year you'd be doing that, mm-hmm. and so am I right to assume that you had a reasonable response
yes,
to last year's efforts?
Yes, it's building. The CSA is a not terribly sophisticated group at this point. They are farmers. They've reached out to us to help them to find ways to promote their program, which is the growing from seeds and then the delivery in boxes, so we have pickup locations. We're also trying to find ways, and that's why we're working with the Illinois Department of Agriculture, to reach out to other Illinois farmers, other farmers in the area for special events. I know we have someone in our office working on a pumpkin program in the fall. That would be direct sales of fruit and vegetables in the fall, along with some other things. And I think an apple event later on. So we're trying to build awareness and make our Tollway Oasis destinations for participating in things that are grown in the region and available for being healthy and promoting a healthy and safe lifestyle.
Now, are organics included in these?
Yes, all of the CSA stuff is organic.
Okay. Thank you. Well, thank you for your report. If we could, then, I'd like to move on to the electronic message board issue. And Mr. Stuckel, if you will, I think you have a little background information for us on that. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't allow you to ask a question.
I just have one question. I know gas is up $1 since last year, and I just wondered, between January and today, have you seen the usage or the revenues down up?
I think our traffic at the Oasis Pavilions is up a little bit across the board.
That's great.
And, of course, we're going into a season that we're going to try and promote various events beginning this coming weekend. And really going through the driving season, hopefully the vacation season, back and forth to college.
Perfect. So, any other questions? Okay, if not, then we'll move on to a report on the electronic message boards and getting a little background, if we could, from Mr. Stuckel.
Okay, thank you, Director. As Director Wiseman said, I'm just going to give a very brief background as to kind of how we got to where we're at today, both with electronic message boards and also a little bit of background on the lease with the pavilion itself. So as a lot of people know, in 2002, the Tollway did select Wilton Partners to be the Oasis developer. In 2004, Fremont Investments, later iStar, provided an $83 million loan to Wilton to fund the construction of the Oasis. In 2007, Wilton Partners stopped paying rent to the Tollway. The reserve payments were also delinquent, and the debt service payments to the lender were also stopped. In 2008, the Tollway then issued a default letter to Wilton under the ground lease. iStar, who was the lender, followed by issuing the default letter to Wilton under their loan agreement. And then iStar also commenced due diligence prior to filing any legal action against Wilton Partners. In 2009, it was iStar who filed foreclosure on Wilton. Also in 2009, iStar made good for the $2.6 million in payments to the tollway to make current all past due rent and reserves. And then also in 2009, the court appointed U.S. Equities Asset Management LLC as a receiver in the Oasis Management firm. In 2010, a foreclosure sale was held, and SFI Chicago Tollway LLC took title to the property for the pavilions at the Oasis. U.S. Equities was then appointed as asset manager by SFI, and then in December, the tollway transferred its rights to pursue permit for billboards signs to SFI. In March of this year, SFI, CBS, and U.S. Equities met here at the tollway to discuss ways to move forward with a proposed sublease for electronic message billboards at the Oasis. Okay, I'd like to point out that advertisement signs were in the original plan between the tollway and Wilton for the Oasis pavilions. They were an integral financial element to that plan, and the permits were thoroughly vetted and deemed to be compliant. The tollway has been working with FHWA. In January of 2007, the tollway and Wilton approached the FHWA for conceptual approval of billboards at the Belvedere Oasis. In April of that year, FHWA memorandum suggested that the billboards would violate the Highway Beautification Act due to an interpretation of the tollway right-of-way limits. However, in July of 2007, FHWA permits window signs at the Oasis. In December of 2007, the FHWA permits monopole-mounted billboards at the Belvedere Oasis, and then also in December of 2007, they reversed their previous position and stated that the Oasis were outside the tollway right-of-way, thus allowing billboards to be placed on the Oasis. In 2008, Wilton applied for IDOT permits for all the seven locations. IDOT granted permits for only five. DeKalb and Lincoln Oasis were excluded from those permits. The permits were for wall mounts on the Oasis non-operating tollway property. And the presentation that Mitch will give after me will show where the billboards are proposed to go on the Oasis. In July 2008, FAA provided a determination of no hazard to air navigation for the Des Plaines and O'Hare Oasis with regard to billboards. Okay, permits for the wall-mounted digital signs measuring 36 by 12 feet were issued between July and October of 2008. There is going to be the permits had for one billboard in each direction of travel, and these permits are valid for 3 years. So the three-year time frame is approaching quickly. In 2011, the permits were assigned to CBS Outdoor, and the permits were also amended to allow a 41 by 12 foot display. Okay, the tollway obviously did have a few concerns. The first ones are their operational impacts of the digital message boards, and the other one was the sign content and messages. I believe that Mitch's presentation will highlight a little bit more on the sign content. But for the operational impacts, the tollway did ask its traffic engineer to provide a recommendation, and they have drafted a scope for a traffic study to determine the effects of the electronic message boards on the traffic operations. And I'd like to also point out that SFI is willing to help offset the cost of that traffic study. And the traffic study would be done by... We're trying to see if we can have the traffic study done by a university in the Chicagoland area. The study is to evaluate the potential for driver distraction due to this technology. The scope of work is a three-year study. to look at traffic conflicts, crash accidents statistics, the speed study, and weaving analysis. With that, thank you.
Slide presentation indicated that IDOT had approved signage for 5 out of 7 locations.
Yes.
Do we know exactly why they didn't approve the other two?
The Lincoln and DeKalb were determined, I believe, as rural locations.
Yeah, they don't have the order, have you?
Yeah.
DeKalb doesn't have the order.
Also, DeKalb doesn't have the overhead structure over the road.
Hey, thank you.
Okay.
And now we would appreciate the overview of the electronic message board proposal from Mitch Mattson from CBS.
Yes, sir.
If you wouldn't mind,
thank you, Mr. Stuckel. Thank you, Director Wiseman. My name is Mitch Mattson. I'm Vice President of Real Estate in Chicago for CBS Outdoor. I'd briefly like to introduce additional members of my staff that are here with me today. Dave Williams is the real estate manager here in Chicago, and Ms. Sharon Barani is my assistant. Unfortunately, another vice president who offices with us, Don Abjean, is unable to attend with us today. CBS Outdoor was the selected vendor by virtue of an RFP that was issued by U.S. Equities Asset Management. CBS Outdoor, Inc. is a Delaware corporation and is a subsidiary of CBS Corporation, which is a publicly traded corporation on the New York Stock Exchange. We have a proven record of experience, financial resources, and an advertising network which expands worldwide. The CBS Corporation Business Conduct Statements includes a commitment to the highest standard of appropriate and ethical business behavior. Obeying both the letter and spirit of the law is one of the foundations of CBS's ethical standards. It is our policy to comply with all applicable laws, rules, and regulations. We practice strong governance, corporate governance policies established by CBS Corporation to comply with the SEC and other legal requirements, including Sarbanes-Oxley Act of 2002. As I had indicated, we were the selected vendor. It's been asking me to point out some other similar relationships that we have with public entities, which include the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, New York MTA, Amtrak, New Jersey Transit Corporation, the Port of Oakland, Miami-Dade Transit, Los Angeles County MTA, the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority in Washington, D.C., the Metropolitan Airport Commission of Minneapolis-St. Paul, and the City of Kansas City, Missouri Department of Aviation. This is just a handful of dozens upon dozens of public entities that we work with on a daily basis. The next two slides are renderings, both distance and close-up shots, to give you an idea of what the placement of these signs would look like. And this is identical to what these are going to look like. Okay. Currently, there are about anywhere between 18 to 24 existing digital signs identically like this immediately adjacent to the tollway right-of-way. They're outside the right-of-way. Those existing signs provide little and zero potential benefit to the tollway. You kind of get nothing out of it. The proximity of those signs to the tollway whenever there's a separated grade crossing, such as a railroad underpass or a roadway overpass, is as close, if not closer, than the proximity of what these signs that will be mounted to the tollway abutments or supports would be. A couple of examples of these dynamic message centers across the United States. Both of these are on public entity ownership, one of which is located on the Port of Oakland, immediately adjacent to the San Francisco Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. This would be the one on your left that's facing the screen. It's been operational for over 4 years, and there are no accidents or registered safety complaints regarding the utilization of this sign on the public entity's property. The one on the right is a little bit more recent. Those of you that may recognize this, it's at the entrance of the Lincoln Tunnel on New Jersey Transit Corporation property, immediately adjacent to Highway 495 on the helix portion of the tollway as it approaches the tunnel entrance into New York City. The tunnel carries almost 120,000 vehicles a day, making it one of the busiest vehicular tunnels in the world. The message center has been operational now for about 8 months, and there have been no accidents or registered safety complaints. Based upon the success of this project, CBS is in discussions to install an additional 3 digital displays on New Jersey Transit property. Mr. Stuckel had indicated I'd talk a little bit about sign content. The best way to visualize these signs, and it's a common misconception, to have the appearance of moving images or something that's going to be terribly distracting because you're watching a movie or a commercial, which is not the case at all. All this is a replacement of current technology by an electronic means providing for real-time communication. These are changeable image static billboards. They've been deemed IDOT and FHWA compliant. We as a corporation and these individually will not have any content deemed false or deceptive, obscene, portraying graphic violence, or promoting the direct sale of alcohol. These are elements of the contract which we've executed with SFI. 60% or more of the advertisements which appear on these signs are local or regional advertisers. This will provide an opportunity for promotion of Illinois State Toll Highway Authority services. It'll allow for public service announcements. Message space may be provided to the toll authority from time to time for such announcements as public safety, amber alerts, warnings of extreme weather and traffic conditions, and a promotion of the toll authority services. These signs, as I've already said, will look almost identical to existing signs immediately adjacent to the tollway system. These billboards will help drive traffic into the Oasis. They'll provide a fresh, new, and exciting Oasis presentation and visibility. They'll present direct advertising opportunities for existing tenants such as McDonald's, Starbucks, Baskin-Robbins, and Subway. They'll provide opportunities to generate new opportunities for new tenants into the Oasis. As Ms. Scott had outlined, it'll provide General Oasis promotional opportunities, some of the community outreach things that she's been working on. This will be available for the promotion and utilization of those.